AKA think Super Ed just fall apart.
Okay. So the things turn into silver and they fall
apart.
There's
only two bad guys right now. The last one is called Fire Lava Walkman. He's like lava fire because he may walk. If he doesn't look hot, when you touch him, his whole body's very hot. Even if it doesn't look like his body's hot, it can feel hot, and his power is to make things, like, turn walk and then fall apart.
Okay, so, the lava fire rock man turns people into, like, lava rock and they fall apart?
Mm-hmm.
I have to think, is that what you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you when you're talking about it, so just hold on to it. Don't put it in your mouth, because I'm not going to understand what you say.
No, I'm not killing your sword.
But I even need to ask you questions. Okay, it's just going to be hard to hear you. Whenever you talk, take it out. How about that? Okay. So there's Lava Fire Rockman, and he touches people, and they turn into lava rock, and they fall apart. There's Silver Man, who turns people into silver, and then they fall apart?
Anything turns
into silver and falls apart. And then there was Metal Man, and what does he do again? He touches...
Self again, metal. Anything, not just metal.
Anything he touches turns into what color?
It melts.
It melts. I thought you said it turned silver first, and then it melted.
No, the Silver Man did that.
Okay. Anything Metal Man touches melts into a pool of, like, just water, or just...
It just burns into lava. It does a little lava part.
Okay. So those are the three bad guys, and then the good guys, we have Captain America, Wolverine, Spider-Man, and Hulk, right? Okay, where are they all going to meet?
The first thing is them just not superheroes going to be fighting the King of the Story. They were in May.
Right, the month of May. But where? What place are they in? Are they in a city? Are they in a country? In a field? Are they in a spaceship? Are they in the ocean?
Them by a pond.
By a pond. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, what were the superheroes doing by the pond at the beginning of the story?
They were dressed in their suits.
They're getting dressed in their superhero costume.
They were in their suits.
All right, so they're just dressed normally, like normal people.
I gotta go again. Captain America was talking to Wolverine. I go like a dog by the pond.
Okay.
And you remember there's kind of like a little end. They were sticking their feet over.
Oh, they're sitting on the dock with their feet in the water?
No, they're sitting.
Oh, just hanging over the water.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Maybe Captain America, maybe why you just use their shield for things? Wolverine said. Maybe you should just fight with your arms or something.
And Captain America said, "But I like using my shield."
I said, "Maybe it would be better." I have, super metal things that can cut things, and my metal things are strong enough that can cut your shoe into two pieces. That was strong my metal things are.
Wow.
And Captain America would say, wow. And I would say, maybe, why are you ever sitting on the dock with me? Why are we here anyway?
We're just hanging out by the pond. So, the two of them are sitting on the dock. What about, if everyone's just normally, what about Peter Parker and Bruce Banner? Because he's not Hulk now, right? Because he's not super yet.
Spider-Man was in his suit. He was in his suit. Spider-Man was just swinging on buildings.
Oh, so he is in his superhero costume.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't Peter Parker. So, he's swinging around. So there are some buildings around the pond, you said? Okay.
He was in the city.
Okay, so he's not there at the pond with him.
superheroes are different places.
Okay.
They're just in May.
Well, May is a time. It's a month. It's not a place. So it means it's kind of May.
How about them in a city?
Okay.
That the sea has a little pond.
Okay.
Because sometimes seas have ponds.
Yep, they have parks and ponds and stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and then what about Hulk? Is Hulk big and green, or is he just Bruce Banner now?
He's just Bruce Banner. He's at school.
Okay. Is he teaching at school, or is he taking classes at school?
He's taking classes. Okay. He's writing on his paper.
Okay, he's writing some papers. What is he studying at school?
He's trying to do his last name.
He's learning to write his last name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, all the two superheroes are at the pond. Spider-Man is swinging around, and Bruce Banner's inside a building at a class. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? Does something happen that lets them know that bad guys are here?
Superman touches... Superman can swim really well.
Okay.
He can... If he doesn't... That's another power that he has. He can swim very well.
Okay.
And then he touched the dock where Wolverine and them were sitting, and then it just bumper and then say, what are the thing in the air? And then say, uh-oh. And then it'll say, who are you? You're one great silver. And then say, I silver man. And then, you don't really look like a bad guy. And they swim off.
And he swam away?
Superman swam off super fast. He swam as fast as my arm goes.
Wow. Okay. That fast, huh? So...
And then...
what did Captain America and Wolverine say then?
They were just floating in the water. And then they climbed back up on the island that the dog was sitting on.
Okay.
And they'll say, I don't really know who he is. He didn't tell his name. I think he was called Silverman.
That's a good guess.
And that what Captain America thinks.
Okay.
And I think I should, like, make my head stamp because my cheek is a little uncomfortable on the pillow, so I can put my head up.
Okay.
And my head's a little bit comfortable with my head up.
All right. So Silverman came and made the dock disappear underneath Wolverine and Captain America, and then he swam away.
You know where the dock went?
Where'd it go?
It didn't melt. So he didn't just have a melt. Things. He has different powers.
Okay, what did happen to the dock?
The dock went somewhere far away. It went to, like, where penguins was, and the penguins...
Wow.
The penguins were, like, wallowing and saying, is this a new thing that we can climb on?
The dock just appeared there, and the penguins are walking all over it now.
Mm-hmm.
Waddling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Wolverine and Captain America say, wherever the Superman went, where did the dock go? And they were like, they go to our home, and Captain America just laughed. Ah! Because Wolverine could fly and go to them home.
You thought the dock went to their house?
Uh-huh. And Captain America just laughed.
Okay. So, then what happened with, did any other bad guys do something that got Spider-Man or Bruce Banner?
Then you remember the Walkman?
Yes.
Banged open the building where the Hulk was.
Okay.
And then when Bruce Banner got up, he kind of actually missed the table and he thumped his toe.
Okay.
And then he started to turn very green.
Oh my goodness. And then he turned big and green.
Mm-hmm. They hit the hole.
Oh my goodness!
I'm really hot, so I can get out from under the covers.
Okay.
Peter looks okay.
Yeah, he's still there. He says, "Don't wiggle too much." All right, so Hulk appears, and he's chasing after Lava Fire Rockman.
He doesn't look hot, so when you touch him, your hand really gets very hot.
Oh, okay.
And your hand gets so hot that shirts to kind of melt.
Yikes.
If you put it on there too long.
Okay, so Hulk's chasing him, and Captain America and Wolverine are on an island in a pond. They're looking around to see if they can figure out where Silverman went. And what about Spider-Man and Metal Man? They haven't met yet. What happens with them?
Spider-Man wasn't shrieking, Marie. He was sitting on top of a building.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I wonder if there are any goons up there. And then something in the building go. And I said, what was that? Because he heard the whole building rumbled.
Oh, okay.
Because Lava Man jumped in, and he's very hard.
Wait, so Lava Man's there, too?
No.
It's Metal Man.
Metal Man.
Okay. And so Spider-Man swung over to where the sound came from, and he said...
I didn't see anything. He just saw a lot of broken cables.
Mm.
I said, what happened here? Then he looked behind me, and there's this big... just round walk here. Because he can turn into one walk.
Metal Man can turn into a rock?
No, he... Uh-huh.
Okay.
If he's not Walk Man, that's very hot, he can turn to... No, maybe he can turn to a metal walk. He can just bend the metal to make it look like just a big... that's okay.
Yeah.
I just can, bend himself to look like a little round metal circle.
Okay.
And then he said, what is this metal doing here? Spider-Man said, then, touching his hand start to burn.
He said, ow.
I said, what is this? And then it starts to cough. And then it starts to cough. Roll out.
And the ball started to roll around?
The metal kind of bent ball.
Yeah.
And it was and. But what is going on? It's just metal, right? And then transforms into Metal Man.
And Spider-Man said, oh no, it's Metal Man.
And then Metal Man said, how can you stop me? Oh, I'm metal. And then when Metal Man touched Spider-Man, he threw him at the wall. And he said, ow. And then Spider-Man, had a little thing that put some, chemicals that make him a little bit stronger.
Oh. He has special medicine that does something like that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know Spider-Man did that.
He had a little spider pocket.
A hidden spider pocket in his costume?
And then it's spiders.
Oh, my goodness. So he,
spiders. And then when he took it out, there were spiders on it. And then, spiders, get off! I said, they actually have spiders in my pocket. And then he put in the ears of spiders in there. No spiders were inside, they were just sort of crawling on it.
Okay.
And then his arms started to turn a lot bigger and muscly.
Oh, because the spiders bit him more? They were radioactive spiders?
No, they're called chemicals.
Okay.
Spider chemicals.
Alright, and that made Spider-Man stronger?
His whole body started to get very strong.
Okay.
Even his head started to get strong.
His head got muscles?
Not his head got muscles. It was saying it's so size, just his... I heard that little squeak.
Yeah, when I lifted him up, he made a little squeak.
I think that means he's a little mad or frustrated or no.
I think he was just surprised that I picked him up and put him on the bed. Don't scare him off.
I just kissed him.
Okay. Alright, so.
And then, let's think about what happened to Wolverine and Captain America.
Okay, they're still looking for Silverman.
And then say, where did you swim to anyways? Because I don't really see him. Captain America said, I know something. Captain America said, I know that I had this little teeny beady little round thing in his leg.
Silverman did?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that made, and I knew what that did. It gave him his power.
Oh, okay.
And I was saying, I wonder if that guy gives him special DNA or something, or gives him his power.
So, well, when you see him again, well, maybe we should try then, to get that device off of him.
And then he says, when that little silver thing swimming to us?
Oh, they see him swimming in the pond some more?
Oh, no, she was swimming right back to them.
So how do you think they'd, what do you think they'd do if they were trying
saying,
to capture
him? They're saying, that little silver thing coming near us? And then they, I think it's Superman. And then Superman came, zooming out, and he go this fast way. I'm here. Try to stop me. He's like flashy, just silver.
Okay, so he's really fast, like Flash, huh?
He just slippery, well.
Okay. So what do you think Wolverine or Captain America would try to do to stop him, to catch him?
Spencer probably wants to get out.
Is he over there? I don't see him over there. He's under your bed.
How many more minutes?
We can go for a little longer.
Captain America, Wolverine, then like said, Captain America, Wolverine, and then transformed into them.
They transformed?
Into superheroes.
Oh, they got in their costume. That's right.
Said Captain America, Wolverine, and they just go poof, and they were in their costume.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then what would they do? They'd try to
say,
capture Silverman.
And then say, and then Superman touched Captain America's shield, and he made it so that his shield fell apart.
Oh,
and
my
goodness. Hey, that cost $100! And Silverman said, well, stop touching me and making your silver! Silverman said, I said, try to stop me. Silverman wasn't really strong, so he was very powerful. Captain America took that little bouncy elephant's leg, and then he turned into a little, then he just turned back to normal. He turned into a normal person.
Okay, and then they captured him? Did they capture that bad guy?
He turned into a normal person and then took that little bouncy guy.
Okay, and he said, you found my secret. You took away my powers.
And then he called the police with a little special radio.
Okay.
I said, and Captain America said, why did you turn my shield silver? I said, I'm a bad guy. That was bad guys do.
Okay.
And Captain America said, hey, that costs $100, you know. Did you have a shield? That probably costs $100. Huh?
Okay, now we need to find out. Meanwhile, on the other part of town, Hulk was chasing Lava Fire Rock Man, right?
And Hulk, he got one of the rocks off of him, so it grew back.
So when he caught Lava Fire Rock Man, he pulled one of the rocks on him and the rock grew back?
Uh-huh.
And Hulk was confused.
And Hulk was a lot more nicer Hulk. He wasn't really bad or at him. He was
okay.
A more nicer Hulk. He always played bad guy, not good guy.
Right. Okay.
And he was like, how could he grow those things back if I pulled him off? And he said, I have a guess. Well, Hulk said, maybe if I like capture him and put him in a cage or something, or put like medicine in him, that will turn him back to normal.
Okay, so is Hulk gonna try to do that?
He wasn't in a scientist. He was in a school office.
Okay.
And that teacher wasn't there. He just was there alone.
Okay.
And Sammy was still fighting Hulk. There was a lot of broken tables and broken walls.
Okay, so they kind of made a big mess of the school, huh? Because they were fighting there.
Uh-huh. And then, meanwhile, what happened to Spider-Man?
Okay, and Spider-Man was still fighting with Metal Man, who was a ball, and then he turned into Metal Man. And Spider-Man was trying... Spider-Man had just gotten a whole bunch of spiders to make him super strong, so now he was going to try to stop Metal Man, right?
And I bent his metal.
He caught Metal Man and he bent him?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then he just... And then he put, like, the... He... Mailman was... And then he, like, put, like, a little medicine in his arm. Metal arm.
Okay.
And that turned him back into a baby.
Oh, goodness. He turned him into a baby. So then Spider-Man took the baby and took him to... Where would you take a baby?
He gave him to, like... Somebody who wanted a baby that didn't have one.
Oh, that was nice. Okay. Alright, and then so the only bad guy that's left is Lava, Fire, Rockman. Hulk hasn't stopped him yet.
Right? And then all the superheroes came and helped Hulk.
Okay.
Now, just that Wolverine and Captain America, they'll say, if he's captured, I wonder if Silverman, like, maybe we should put that little round thing that gives you his powers in, like, a special place that nobody can open, only good guys or superheroes.
I think that's a good idea to keep that away from the bad guys.
And then Captain America had a little pocket. I put it in there.
Okay.
A little round thing. So Jay did change him into Silverman.
Okay, good. So, but what about Lava, Fire, Rockman? All the other superheroes were coming to help Hulk. How did they stop him? How did they stop Lava, Fire, Rockman?
Lava, you are stopped.
What do you think would be good? What would be something that could stop someone who is really hot?
Water.
Water? Yeah, that's a good idea. So, what would they do to get him?
Put him in water so the rocks would come off.
The rocks would come off, but they'd cool off. Mm-hmm. What happens when you put something really hot in water?
It cools off, just makes it want smoke.
Steam, yeah.
Steam.
That's right.
Smoke and steam are kind of the same.
Kind of. So they pushed him into, what, a pool?
That like, put him in a wolf and tie him into a knot, and then just, they'll say, and then see what's going on, right? When they flew him into the water, while walk would say, Tremontable! And then the shirt say, why do you say trouble if we don't tie up in a knot in a rope? And they say, they just laugh. Everybody, all the shirts laugh.
All of them laughed. And then what happened? So when he hit the water, lots of steam came up, and then he cooled off, and then they were able to capture him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so all three bad guys got captured. Mm-hmm. One of them got turned into a baby. Mm-hmm. The other two went to the police. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the superheroes... all were together and had a good time.
Did they have a party after that? They make a little campfire and drank coffee.
Okay. And that's the end.
I did marshmallows.
And had marshmallows. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the story. Okay.
Can I switch with Mommy?
All right. I'll go see if Mommy wants to come in.
I reached the door open a lot.
Okay.